This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
We didn't suck!
Yay! We didn't suck.
And welcome to the PAX Apocalypse. We're talking the aftermath of PAX on Sci-Fi and Scream, only on Joy 94.9.
This is Clayton. I'm just here with the panel from the Queer Geeks of Oz, who have just finished on the 31st of October, 19... So guys, how did you think it went?
Pretty sweet.
Pretty great.
Pretty awesome. I'm really happy with that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't suck. Yay!
Always a great thing. And like, this is my first panel, and I am so amazed, like, I was able to perform.
You did really well.
Yeah. I'm astounded. I feel amazing right now.
I think it was really sick in the fact that, like, we had so many gamers and straight allies in one room, and they were all there, and they were interacting with us. They were excited to see us. They were saying hello to us after them. Lauren has the most like beautiful story.
You want to hear a cute little story? Yeah. I had a young lady come up to me and say, "Oh, hello. My name's Amanda. I just moved here 3 weeks ago from Sweden." And I was like, "Oh, cool." She's like, "Feminism is very popular in Sweden, you may have heard." And I'm like, "I have friends who live there." And she's like standing around, like kind of shifting her weight. And I'm like, "Oh, she's just moved here. Did you want to get a coffee next week?" And she's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yes." So you can see, like, she's very shy. And I'm like, "You've come to the right feminist if you want to make friends with a feminist, because I love everyone."
That's so true.
It was really sweet. So I felt very, that's very,
that's adorable.
I feel lucky. Yeah. I'm so lucky, you guys. I'm so lucky.
So did anyone else get a date out of this? Or?
We haven't had a date, but we had the guy that we met yesterday come up to us, and like, he took photos with us and everything.
He was just like, he was thanking us. This was his first PAX, his first time in Australia. He was just so appreciative of it. He gave us like hugs and everything.
Yeah.
It felt amazing.
It was like so lovely.
It's not creepy. That's good. No, that's good. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. That's cool.
We were hanging out in the diversity lounge yesterday, it was good.
I've heard from so many queer people who've come to PAX this year saying how wonderful it's been, how fantastic it's been, how supportive they feel, or how supported they feel, you know. And I think the PAX have done an amazing job with the diversity lounge, and they approached a lot of people to help vet the panels and make sure the panels were appropriately diverse, and it wasn't just like diversity panel, but panels with actual content that really like hit home and struck truth. And I think they've done a fantastic job this year. So,
and I think, like, because I was really interested last year how they had a lot of gender diversity and a lot of women in games. And I was like, are they going to follow through again this year and have that same visibility? And you know what? They did. They have.
They really did. They hit a home run with it. I was worried because I didn't get to go last year, but I saw the lineup in my envious state of not being able to go. And I was looking at the lineup this year, and they've basically gone, "This is what we're doing last year, and you know what, let's continue."
So I work with them really closely on Game Connect Asia Pacific, because obviously we're in Games Week together, and they actually approached a number of people in the community to make sure that there were those panels. Like, they went out of their way to make sure they happened, and that's really fantastic. Good. They're brilliant. Yeah.
That's important, I think, because there's a lot of people in our community that say, no, we're important, they'll come to us. No, I don't think so. I think you've got to actually throw the bait out there and have the places where people feel comfortable, inclusive. And I had a very young gentleman come up to me and say, I could hardly hear him. He was so soft-spoken. He was basically whispering, but he said, "I've never heard about you guys. Where can I find out more?" And, you know, and very shyly gave me a pen so I could write the Twitter handle, and it was so sweet. He just looked totally, you know, blown away.
It was good.
Yeah, because we are part of, like, because we are part of this community, and Melbourne's community is so strong. I think sometimes we forget that what we are doing does open up so much. Like, yeah. it's funny, like, you become sort of a bit echo chamber in that, like, oh, everybody knows that. No, everybody I know knows that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I shouldn't stop talking about it, and yeah. we shouldn't invite more people in, and yeah. this is how we do it. So.
Yeah, that's so true, because, like, you know, we all, I think for, yeah, all of us here right now, where we live in a very, you know, forward-thinking and, I guess, you know, lefty world, and very open-minded in the sense of, you know, queer representation, gender representation, ethnicity. And then as soon as we actually kind of like zoom out and step out of our like known friends, it's kind of like, oh shit, wow, okay, cool. Yeah.
I wrote an article on a new website called Playwright, like playwrit.com.au recently about belonging and how like throughout our lives, you know, you hit different communities, and how being in the games development community in Australia, like, at first it was really wonderful, and then I began to see, like, all the problems with it, and how we're now working to change that. So, yeah, it's a super interesting thing, and Melbourne's an amazing place to be right now, because there's so much happening in this sphere.
It's a hub, and I think it's important that we don't lose our own sense of ourselves in that, amongst that, and be respectful to people and other people.
And make sure that we don't lose steam, guys, because we did a flipping great job today. Yeah, yeah. Woo!
Bring on the next one.
Yay.
Thank you to a quick thank you to anyone who came to the panel today and is listening right now. You are seriously, you're just the best. You win. Quick Geeks of Oz.
I wish I had lollies, little pumpkin shaped Halloween lollies. Sorry, but we ate them all. And thanks to Alice Berkeley for doing a great job in social media engagement. Clayton Wimshurst doing a great job holding the microphone right now and taking photos. And thanks to Joy 94.9 and everybody, you guys, Liam Essler, Lauren Stardust, Dylan Adler, Rachel Humphreys, Trance, and Jake, Derek,
you can't
Franklin. No, I can never remember your last name. Thanks for...
And thanks to Sonia as well for all the work she's done into it.
Ready to dive into a pumpkin and set it on fire. No, not really.
A pint
of pumpkin. Oh, fermented pumpkin cider. Who's had that?
I have.
That's disgusting. I love drinking games, though.
Yes, thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.